So once upon a time, he was amazed at the burst of flavor that coursed through his entire mouth. It felt like it wasn't just in his mouth, but it was in his entire being. It had been a really long time since he had tasted anything like this. It was crunchy on the outside, and it was salty also. It was something called a patacones, which is a plantain that's squished and fried, and then squished again, and then fried again, and then covered in salt. And somehow it was that salt that had coursed through his entire being, and he was awake for the first time in so long. You see, because it had been a very difficult moment. First, they had put up walls in between people, and really, really tall walls, walls that you couldn't really even see over, but we're resilient, we human beings. So they found ways around the walls, and they tried to figure out how to live within the walls. But then they put covers over the walls. So it got darker and darker on the inside. And there was some artificial light, and people could find their way around, and then slowly they took all of the food, so you had to go and eat all in the same place. And it was bland food, kind of sloopy, gloopy food with barely any color and certainly no flavor. And so it was that one day, quite by accident, he'd stumbled in his house and dipped his finger into the last little bit of salt that was left. And the salt, the taste, set him free, and he remembered the patacones that his grandmother used to make, and he thought, all right, this is what I need to do. And so he ran as far as he could, and he ran out to the place where the plantain still grew far out of the city, and he picked some, and he brought them back home, and he fried them up, and then he went around, and he offered them to people. And the strangest thing happened. He realized that even though it was dark, and even though there was these tall walls, and even though there was this ceiling over him, there was still some kind of light. And the more he ate the plantains, the light grew even stronger inside of him. And then people slowly could see him walking around with these delicious bites, and they came out and they had a bite themselves, and something about that salt and that crisp reminded them of who they were, and they ran back to their homes, and they brought out instruments, and the cellists were suddenly playing music out in the streets, and then all of a sudden there was light glowing around them, and the actors ran outside and started acting all up at people, and everybody was remembering who they were, and they were blessing their communities, and it was so delicious. And this is sometimes the hardest thing, especially when times are hard, to remember who we most truly are, and then to be that thing, and to allow that truth and that light within us to then shine in the world. And that's what we're called to here all together, to be ourselves and to shine that light.